We're joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by coach of the Black Bears, Rick Reichenbach. Coach, good afternoon.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Great to have you back on with us. How's the family doing, first of all?
It's good. It's been, it's nice to get a break from Christmas vacation and get back to work and try and get some sleep. So everything is good.
Glad to hear that. And congratulations on last weekend. That had to feel good, not only to get the sweep, but to do it at home and do it against a Northeastern team that's been so very good in recent years.
Yeah, no, we played really well the weekend before in our second game against UVM, and I thought we deserved a win. And we were playing really well at the end of last semester and kind of going into league play. We only had, it's all Hockey East games moving forward. So it was a huge weekend for us and good to have some victories against some really quality opponents moving forward as we kind of make this playoff run.
Well, and also the good thing is the teams you're looking up at are the teams you're going to be playing with New Hampshire, Providence, Connecticut, and Merrimack. You had phenomenal defense last weekend. I mean, Mateau had the 5 points. She was Hockey East Player of the Week, and Carly Jackson was superb in goal. But what I thought was really interesting is people will look at the score 6-3 and not realize one of them was a 6-on-3 goal. And that really, if you look over the weekend, you didn't give Northeastern much time and space. Was that something you really tried to work on against them?
Yeah, we matched our third line up against their top line with Kaylee Hutchinson, Hummel, and Sekundiak. And they did an amazing job. 5-on-5, they didn't give up any goals. And if you just watching the game tape, they pretty much split time in the offensive and defensive zone. So that made a huge difference because that allowed our first line with Brooke Stacey, Teresa, and Vendela to kind of go up against Northeastern second and third line, and they were able to create a ton of offense, and it really made a huge difference on the weekend for us.
Now, speaking of Anisova, she's fifth in Hockey East in scoring. She's a freshman. Is she the best you've had at Maine as a scorer?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've had players like Brittany Doherty and Miriam Crusette and Jenny Gallo in my first year, and some really good two-way players and who could create a lot of offense. But from a pure just kind of do-it-yourself, beat people one-on-one, make the goalie look silly, Teresa's definitely the best that we've seen at Maine.
Now, going into the weekend, you're a little dinged up, especially on defense. You're going to have to play some freshmen, I would think, that haven't had a lot of time. You had a 2-2 tie last time in New Hampshire to a neutral site. Are you playing on the big sheet?
Yep.
Does that create now, with moving some new kids and some different problems or challenges?
Well, I think for like our Czech girls, our two Czech girls, they're pretty excited. Right. Just because they're used to playing on a big ice over in Europe. So I think offensively some of our forwards are really excited about. I don't think our D are probably feeling the same way. But, from just a looking at it from a positive standpoint, I think the way that our D have been moving the puck at the Alphon, which is, a much smaller ice, I think, they're gonna have an opportunity to thrive with that big ice just to be able to make good decisions on the breakout, which hopefully should lead to a lot more offense. But, I mean, the big thing for us is we've had, Jess Vallotton and Kristen Gilmore have both had struggles with their injuries throughout the year. And the last 3 or 4 games were really the first time we've had both of them, 100% playing, being able to use them on the power play and the PK. And, it's made a huge difference on our back end. So even though we're missing, Ebba and Michaela on the back end, it'll be good to have those experienced D to kind of bring along those freshmen this weekend.
Yeah, I really felt that Gilmore, for the last 6 games, in many ways been your best player. To see her and Jess Vallotton together on defense, I tell you, and to know they're coming back next year, that's got to look good for the future. That's a formidable pairing.
Yeah, they're the twin towers back there. I think they make such a huge difference in our special teams just because of the experience. It's really difficult for a freshman in college hockey to, not only adjust to a new team's systems and the speed, but the special teams are very specific and probably, the biggest area where you're coached. So being able to have Jess and Kristen back there, and kind of they know what we expect, they know what we want to do, you know, really just buys a lot more, you know, positive ice time from our D.
We're talking with Rick Reichenbach, a coach of the Maine women's hockey team, and you talked about the playoff push. With what you have left for games, Rick, what do you think you have to do? How many games do you need to give yourself a good shot at postseason?
Yeah, I think for us to finish in seventh or eighth, we'll have to at least win four games, just because every weekend are you know, what you would say an 8-point weekend, because you're going against opponents that you're competing with in the standing. So I think we have a really good shot at that, and I think we have a really good shot if we continue to play that we have the past two weekends, and specifically the last three games, to hopefully get six or seven games.
Now, what's interesting is your record against the top teams in the league is pretty good.
I don't sleep. There's no way I can sleep, because we've beaten the three best teams in the league, and we've struggled with some of the other teams. So hopefully that'll change this weekend. But yeah, that besides having kids and not sleeping, that's something that keeps me up all night.
Well, you're going to get UConn at the Alphon, which is a lot different environment than Freitas Ice Arena. You get Providence on the road. We've had some success there in the past. What do you think is there one series that's more key than the other?
Yeah, I think, you know, I honestly think this is the most important weekend coming up, because, you know, like I said, we've had the success against the top teams. And outside of BU, who we play the last game of the season, the next eight games are really the teams that we've kind of struggled with. Not necessarily play. Sometimes we played really well. We've outplayed them. We just haven't been able to get the W. So I think for us to get through this weekend and have success and get hopefully two wins, that'll kind of set the tone for the rest of the season. Whereas if we struggle this weekend, we I think consciously with just a young team, we're going to be like, why? You know, they're going to kind of wonder why we can't get past these teams.
For anybody who hasn't been up to see you yet, obviously you want to get up there to watch the playoff run, but Bruce has talked a lot with us about it this year. This freshman class you have is so very, very talented, and people want to get up. Because you always love to be able to say, I saw them win.
Right.
I saw them when they were new, and this is such a great group that fans need to find a way to get up and check this team out.
Yeah, I mean, we have four pretty special offensive forwards who are freshmen, I think. You know, we have Kara Washer and Jesse Jakes who they'll make a great play a game or two, and they're just learning to be a little bit better defensively before they get more time. And then, you know, Teresa Vanizova, I mean, she very well might be the rookie of the year in our league. She's one of the top rookies in the country. And then Vendla Pribilova, who's an amazing playmaker. And then Carly Jackson, and that has been phenomenal. And I think, you know, there's two different types of goalies. There's goalies who are very technical and just kind of they just stop the puck, and then there's goalies who actually make saves. Carly Jackson is a phenomenal baseball player her whole life, and the way that she stops the puck in my mind is pretty exciting. So it's been amazing to watch this group grow, and we're looking forward to this final playoff run.
Yeah, and I would say her .942 save percentage against Northeastern was pretty astonishing. I haven't seen many better performances in for 4 years. I got to watch Megan Tracy, one of the best goalies I've ever seen in college hockey. Last question I have, can you explain why we're going to be missing some of our stars later in the season?
Yeah, so we're going to be missing our two Czech players, Teresa and Vendela, and our Austrian Vicky, because they'll be gone for 2 weeks at Olympic qualification. So they're going to both be in four team tournaments, one in Japan, one in Switzerland, and the winner of each of those brackets goes to the Olympics. So, they're key players that we're going to miss, and it's definitely going to hurt us. But, you know, as a program, we're really excited to have players who are representing their country and, the opportunity to be Olympians.
Rick, as always, great talk with you this afternoon. Good luck against New Hampshire. Thanks for being with us, and please be sure and give our best to Sarah.
All right, thanks so much. Have a great day. Bye.
Hey, Rick.
That's Rick Reichenbach, University of Maine, Black Bear women's hockey on the road for two at New Hampshire this weekend.